Precarious workers march against gig economy. Paula Mitchell. A brightly colored and noisy protest of precarious workers marched and danced its way round central London this morning, Tuesday 30 October. Starting at Transport for London HQ, they marched to the Royal Courts of Justice, demanding workers' rights and an end to the gig economy. The heart of the protest was against Uber, at the Court of Appeal, trying to avoid giving holiday pay, sick pay and other rights to their drivers. Uber drivers organized by the small independent union IWGB were joined by Deliveroo cyclists, and newly organized foster carers and game workers. These workers demanded payment by the hour. Representatives also took part from General Union GMB and the Bakers Union, and the protest was addressed by Dave Ward, General Secretary of the CWU Communication Workers Union. The next leg of the protest was to join outsourced security workers at Senate House, University of London, fighting for decent pay and against privatization. Helen Patterson reports from Senate House. Outside Senate House, trade unionists, campaigners, and students continued to protest against low pay and outsourcing of cleaners. Then we marched round to the office of TDL, a medical courier service. Placards said, "TDL, you're taking the piss." These workers report that they do 52-hour weeks and barely break even. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 30th of October 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.